Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. I'm pleased to be joined by Superintendent of West Central Valley Schools, Dr. David Arnold. And we're going to be talking about the new superintendent, the man who will take over once Dr. Arnold rides off into the sunset, if you will, after his many years of service to public schools here in the state of Iowa and here at West Central Valley. And we're going to be talking about, as well, his goals for the semester and what he hopes to do in the future. So, Dr. Arnold, as always, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So first of all, let's talk about the process for the superintendent search. You hired Trent Grunemeyer a couple of months ago, really, and we already have chosen a new superintendent. So it seems to have been a pretty efficient process. So talk about from start to finish what you saw and how it went.
Well, I thought this particular process was new to me as a superintendent, having gone through a number of searches. But it was really efficient. It was timely, both in terms for the board, but also for the candidates. A lot of times as a candidate, you just wait around, you wait around. This was right on, spot on. I mean, they had methods of how to rate people, and it really combed them out very fast. So that, I thought, was very, very good.
One of the aspects of the Grunemeyer process of selecting a new superintendent is using stakeholder pods, kind of groups of individuals, students, parents, teachers, community members, that sort of thing, to ask particular questions and give particular feedback to the finalists and for themselves as well. How did those go, and what were the reactions from those stakeholders?
Well, I think they want, well, they typically do. I mean, people like being involved in that. The kids appreciate being asked to be involved. They went well. I thought the feedback from them really supported the board's selection, and that's what you wanted to see, is what does the public see, parents, students, staff, what does the board see? And it combed out pretty well that it was Mr. Ridgely.
And you mentioned Mr. Ridgely. What stood out about Lance as he was going through the process? You had about 22 applicants. You had a few come from out of state, a few with previous superintendent experience. What stood out about him in particular that led you guys to narrow it down to offer him this position?
Well, I can't speak for the board, but I know his time and grade in the district he's been in kind of indicated, you know, good growth. He worked well there, did a lot of good and positive things for each district. And several candidates were in that pool. And that's why it floated to the top, I think, as the initial selection.
Now he will be joining West Central Valley later on in July. Have you gotten a chance to speak with him much to get his thoughts or his impressions on West Central Valley as a district?
Well, we talked quite a little bit, and we'll be meeting from time to time to make the transition smooth. My goal is to make sure that when I leave that the district is in good hands, and he is, in my opinion, an outstanding educator. I think he's going to be good for the district. I just want to make sure when I leave he's got everything he needs and it's ready to roll.
One of the things that the board discussed at the most recent school board meeting, and one of those things that you may be helping him in the transitional phase, was technology, talking about maybe the transition from Microsoft 365 over to Google Apps. And you had some thoughts at the meeting yourself. What do you see in the next few months for those transitions?
Well, we're putting together some numbers, what it's going to cost, the type of process we need to go through. He has been through this process, so that will help the district. But my goal will be to make sure well along the way before he arrives July 1st that he can just take over and it'll be smooth and seamless.
And speaking of your goals that you've mentioned, any other particular goals that you have in these final few months specifically to leave West Central Valley in the best hands possible?
Well, I'd like to see, and I'll work with Mr. Ridgely on the replacement person for the Dexter building. How are we going to replace that? Get his thoughts on that. There's a couple of options you can do. I want to make sure the buildings are secure. I'll be putting in the electronic openers for each building so the buildings are totally secure. And that will be done before he arrives, which is going to be a good thing. And just making sure our fleet is up to snuff and he's ready to roll.
And a couple of things from the board meeting, making sure things are up to snuff around here. West Central Valley Middle School, you heard a presentation regarding some bleachers and the press box replacements. And it seems like things over there are getting a little bit out of shape and could use a little bit of a facelift. What are you hoping for that project?
Well, hopefully we can get exactly what they need, because it's in dire need of replacement. They're old, and they're rickety and very dangerous. So it's time to rip them out and get some new stuff in there.
And anything else around the buildings or around the grounds that you're looking at replacing, specifically with those pebble funds?
Basically, we're just maintaining, we're repairing right now the middle school HVAC to make sure the controls are working like they're supposed to. That's a major issue. Most of the other buildings are doing well. So it's just the typical maintenance you have to do.
And now, lastly, you've dodged a lot of weather here in the last few weeks with frigid cold temperatures, and you've used those text notifications as well. Facebook has been pretty influential. I even saw a couple of notifications on Twitter. How has that been going for you to getting the word out to parents?
It is really smooth. I think the parents appreciate that. And usually I get my notice after, you know, I've already called the radio stations and everything else. It finally pops up, everybody knows, and I think that has been a big plus for the district.
Fabulous. Anything else as we get out of January into February and down the road to the second semester for parents and community members to be aware of at West Central Valley?
Well, we have the Iowa assessments coming up the week of February 5th, so people need to make sure the kids are well rested and fed before they come to school.
All right, fabulous. We all need to be well-rested and fed before we get on with our daily lives. Dr. Arnold, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.